This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. After a weekend of retaliatory strikes, the United States is warning Iran and the militias it arms and funds it will conduct more attacks if American forces in the Mideast continue to be targeted. President Joe Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan delivered the warnings after the U.S. and Britain on Saturday struck 36 Houthi targets in Yemen. The Iran-backed militants have fired on American and international interests repeatedly in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. Palestinian gunmen kept up attacks against Israeli forces on Sunday in the Gaza Strip, two main cities, weeks after they were overrun by troops and tanks. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Persistent fighting could be seen in Gaza City in the north and Khan Yunis to the south. The war, triggered by Hamas's deadly cross-border rampage in Israel, is almost in its fourth month. In Gaza's Rafah on Sunday, Palestinians swept up rubble that used to form their homes. Locals had reported Israeli tank shelling and airstrikes there, including one that killed two girls in a house. As mourners bade farewell to the dead children, a relative, Mohammed Kaloub, said the airstrike hit a room full of women and children in the Al-Salam neighborhood. The room collapsed completely over their heads, he said. The scenes were horrible.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony, Hamas and the Houthis are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Senegalese security forces used tear gas to disperse a small crowd that had gathered in the capital Dakar on Sunday to protest against the postponement of the February 25th presidential election that President Macky Sall announced on Saturday.